I can't recall right now, but I really enjoyed your performance today. So tell me a little bit about where the chorus is at right now. How did it go today compared to what you were hoping for? Or?
Good. We certainly scored better than we did at division, and much better than we did at district last year.
Okay.
We got most improved.
Nice.
So,
congratulations.
But we did think that we were better than the chorus ahead of us. That was the only chorus we got to hear.
You did think you were better than them? Okay.
And it wasn't your category.
See, I got it right then.
You did. You got it right.
Yeah, you got it right.
You know, barbershop is one of these things we do where, and I think one of the cool things about barbershop is there are different ways to arrive at different placements. And every chorus and every quartet does things that are different from each other. And, you know, I guess the thing I just encourage you to focus in on are just the feedback and what are the things that are the opportunities that are still there for your chorus to continue to improve on and work on. And I'm sure you'll see the scores continue to go up, so... music category, we're talking about the songs and the arrangements you sing, what you're doing with them from a musical perspective to make a lot of good barbershop, okay? And we're in the low 70s for you guys, low to mid 70s, which means you're doing a lot of things really, really well, but also means there's just a few things that are kind of hanging it up in that mid-B area from going to that higher B level where I think you're capable of singing and performing all the time, okay? Right away, I made a note about this chorus has a wonderful, nice, full, rich sound, but there are unity issues in all the sections, okay? And I like the general tone of the chorus, but it needs, everybody has got to buy into that same tone, okay? And I'm not sure what you're working on right now to develop the sound, but it's good. There's just those voices in each section that aren't quite locked in and engaged with the rest of the guys, okay? Is this your first eval?
Today?
Yeah. Okay, are you up for doing some singing?
Sure, I don't know what our mixture of parts is, but yeah.
Okay. How many on stage today?
44.
Okay.
I think.
45.
Yeah, so a note I made with, while it is a nice, rich sound, that's a good thing, but it cannot have a weighty feeling to the sound, especially dealing with pitch, okay? And there are enough times where it just sounds like, it's just not quite getting up to the pitches that need to be there, okay? So we'll find a few of those spots. Have a note on good key change, really enjoyed that when that happened. There was a word sound thing of turning grow into old, never grow old. That's kind of a moment where the song starts growing. That's an opportunity there. One of the things I really wanted to work on was, it feels like the end of this song, when a lot of the chord developing starts to happen from an arrangement perspective, it feels like the general plan right now is to kind of pull the whole thing back. And it seems like the group is kind of fighting the arrangement from that perspective a little bit, okay? I love that you have a plan, and I think you're clearly executing your plan well, but I think the plan can just be enhanced a little bit right now, okay? So that's we can work on that a little bit with this song. After you've gone, I just have a couple notes about using and developing the feel of the rhythm a little bit more as the theme. I think a good goal would be to have, after you perform a song like After You've Gone, you know, having an audience member walk away from the thing still wanting to tap their foot, sing along with the melody, those types of things, okay? It's really close to that right now, but I think there's another level there. And I also think that there's enough sync issues going on right now that having a tighter focus on how the feel of that rhythm works together as a group is going to help clean up a little bit of sloppiness in the sound that's occurring right now, okay? Guys, please remember all these comments are relative because it is at a very, very high level that you're doing these things. They're just opportunities, okay? So I don't mean to sound negative at all. You're doing some really, really good things, all right? Cool, let's do a little bit of singing. How you doing, man? I've been singing for a few years. I've been working with the hotel a little bit, yeah. Sure. Opportunity, guys, is every time you get to a held chord, I want you to really think about what vowel you're singing. And right now, especially when we get to pillar chords, there's a variety of vowels going on. And that's really the one time as singers we have the opportunity to stop and go, okay, double check, because I'm on this chord for a little bit. So let's get to those vowels. I used to be, right, is the first one. I used to be. Let's make sure it's a good B there. B.
I used to be the first one to cry when I think what tomorrow would bring. Then you gave my way, turned my night into
I want him to do less work, and I want you guys to own it more. He's working way too hard. You guys know what to do? You sing it. He's going to start and stop phrases, and you're gonna control it and sing it.
I used to be the first one to cry when I think what tomorrow.
Things like I used to be and you came my way. Can you sing you came my way? You hear the difference between you came my way and you came my way? Yeah, and guys, it's happening too much right now. You know better. I used to be.
I used to be. One to cry when I think what tomorrow would bring. Then you came my way, turned my night into day. Now I know what tomorrow.
Again on an E, there's a bring.
Ring.
Ring. Can we get more of that note? That's the root of that chord. Less of this. One more time.
Ring.
Ring. Ring.
Ring.
Good. Yeah. Baritone northern.
So, 1, 2, 3.
Berries, the little item berries.
Yeah. Well, compared to leads.
We gotta pay attention. Okay.
We have four baritones, and they're the shyest.
Shy baritones.
All right,
the last room was talking about a beautiful baritone part, and I said, I'm sure I've heard those words ever together. But let's go on. I want to hear more of the back half of this. Good singing, guys.
If I had my way here, forever there'd be a garden.
Let's get a pitch for the beginning of this part.
If
glad you're right away.
If I had my way, dear, forever there'd be a garden of roses for you, and for me a thousand and one things, dear, I would do just for
you bring it down after I like that you bring it down like right before that phrase. I think the voicing of this part of the arrangement, I think if they can't let it fly vocally, it's probably going to always tend to battle some tuning things and whatnot. So
we pulled it back because we were battling tuning things. So it's for them to hear themselves, because there was the over singing. It probably certainly, and maybe with all 44 voices here, it would be a little different. But we purposely pulled it back on stage to fix the tuning issues. But so they could hear better. But it wasn't quite there. It never solved the problem fully.
Sure. Okay. That's fair enough.
And there is a crescendo built in, and it didn't get there.
Yeah, that's just a tough part of the song. It's pretty high vocally, right?
Yeah, baritones are
sky high.
Sky. Yeah. Leads aren't low at all either. So
yeah, I mean, sometimes the thing we have to remember about some of these songs, guys, is some of these songs tend to get arranged for, you know, high level quartets that have certain skills and certain voices. So they may have a baritone that's got a stronger, higher voice that they end up putting him on, and sometimes it doesn't work as well for other groups, right? Most baritones don't walk around full voice in A flats and A's. Most leads don't either, actually, and most tenors don't actually. But so cool. Let's can we try it again and just try releasing it just a little bit more there?
Yeah. Do you want to start?
Sure. Actually, no. Let's go back a little bit.
Just go further. Before the key change.
Just for you.
Got it.
Is that the leads that go for that? The baritone.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's high. Wow.
But that was actually well balanced in this mix.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it enough.
What? So the leads are right on that.
What? They're posting on the. Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about earlier on. That.
Oh, Queen.
Yeah. Queen on the throne.
Yeah, that's still very close above the leads. Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, let's go on to the other one. For time, we just got a few minutes left, guys. Just start from top.
You know, it's funny. We're going to sing this tonight, and I don't even know the pitch.
Can't be we're breaking up. Ain't no chance for making up. Baby, don't treat me this way. You're going to be lonely someday after you've gone.
How smooth and connected it is, but honestly, I want to be convinced to tap my toe more.
Okay.
Can you make me do that? Is it after you've gone?
We've had a quick choppy before, so we're trying.
Yeah, let's go for more of the smoother swing one. If we try that. After you've gone, let it go. Right, we're talking about jazz. We're talking about swing. Yeah, you can't move. It's okay. It's okay to try to feel the rhythm.
Can't believe we're breaking up. Ain't no chance for making up. Baby, don't treat me this way.
Without even working on some of the rhythms that you've been having a few problems with, those already are cleaning up and becoming more together, okay? Because you're all now just singing with the same feel for the song. So there's a lot that just agreeing on, and we're not talking about the tempo. Tempo is 1, 2, 3, 4. We're talking about the feel within that tempo, which is the ja-ba-da-ja-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba. And when he does that, when he demonstrates the feel he wants for from you, you all buy into that and just changes. It cleans up a lot. So, I got to move, guys, but thank you for the time here. Good morning.
Hey there, lookers.
Hey, Darren.
Look,
that's what they all say, and then they, when I leave, they go.
Hey, you were a good category. We like you.
Yep.
Well,
this was consistent.
Yeah.
Same
Crocs. This is Warren Henninga, but you probably know him better by Don's dad.
Don's dad.
Sure. Used to be the other way around.
So you're losing your old guy. Okay. That's all right. You happened to your dad too.
Yes.
Hey. Okay. So tell me how you felt about your performance today. Did you do the plan?
Did we have a plan?
Was it sort of...
Well, we did, Jeff, but... Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a perfect performance, but we felt good about it. The first song started great for us. At least we felt it started good, and then from the middle, it kind of toward the second key change, started to fall apart a little bit, and didn't really recover. And then the second song, though, sounded very nice, relaxed. According to Adam, it was a little too relaxed, but felt good. We never oversang. We never got to the point of having to really pull back. So
okay. Yeah, I pretty much concur with that. How about you fellas? We know what Matt gets in the front, but what sort of things?
I like the ending of the song. We normally oversing at the end.
Okay.
And I thought today we ended the last song with a nice build.
Super, yeah. Swell. Yeah, it was there. That was great. That was great. Any other positive things?
I think our starts are better.
Okay, good.
There were some guys moving this morning. I felt we had a lot more energy than we normally do.
Yeah.
Especially in the second song.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Do you fellas know where your, and I want to say sweet spot, I just heard that mentioned today, but where your best sound is, personally, not chorus-wise, but personally, where you seem to sing the freest and the most effortless in the sense of no stress, the line seems to work good, you seem to accomplish everything you need to. Do you know where that is? Can you find that immediately or quickly or by the end of the song? I'm easy, you know.
Yeah.
By the last note, we got it.
Yeah. Hey, that was great. Great last note. Yeah. I heard the things you were saying. We have a tendency, or what I heard was a tendency, to sit back on the notes. And it wasn't heavy, out of tune, or anything like that necessarily, but it left me a little, yeah, that's nice. And, yeah, that's pretty good. There didn't seem to be a commonality, common denominator that you guys can put out there and constantly resonate and constantly ring and constantly motivate the sound in a positive direction, which both tells the story and also creates a solid ring that's there all the time. A couple of things get in the way of this. your director does like to extend swipes and stretch out phrases, and I think you get there. You give me pillar chords, okay? Oh, man, hey, that was a great chord. And that was a great chord. But the connectors between those chords sometimes just get a little blasé. I mean, we're not really energized through them. And I would suggest, perhaps, that I put down at the bottom, work in a little smaller box, okay? You get... And they give me, wow, and then they sort of relax and then move to the next one. It isn't that the sound changes so much, but it's like when and now, and they follow you, that's fine. But the energy of the sound starts to become, when's he going to go, rather than this is where I want it to happen. So I would suggest you just think a little more in the box, just to tighten things up, and I think they'll follow you better, and the direction will be firmer. Therefore, they will sing with more authority and more pizzazz. You know, because sometimes I get also, you know, kind of giving them every beat. Was it the front of? Maybe I had my if I had my way, you were. Find places where you can, and you did, and then shortly after I saw that, just about every beat, then you gave me some nice phrases, and it was like, oh yeah, now they're really rolling again. Anything that gets in the way, and I, you know, I know Matt, not intimately, but...
close enough.
Pretty close.
pretty close.
So I can say these things to him, and he knows I'm not trying to jump down his throat. But what happens, guys, is that you stop really laying out this energized line that's there all the time, no matter what he does,
as a director. You know where your line feels good, and that's what you put out there all the time. All the time. That takes energy. Not hardness, not grunting, not that. But your mind says, that's the place I want to be, that's the resonance place, and I will stay on those target vowels, I will move quickly to the next target vowel, and that thing is going to ring. And if everybody buys into that, we're going to have a ring that just absolutely don't quit. We can still have dynamics, everything's the same, but if you're singing soft, it's more like this. If you're singing loud, it's more like this, but all I did was increase the air and the intensity. But I did not get harder. I did not get forceful. I didn't back off for the softs. That's tough. But it certainly is if we can come up with some sort of, I won't say definition, but a concept that says, if I put it here, that's good. That's good for me. He says, yeah, that really starts to feel confident and strong all the time. And every part does it. Every part does it. Every man does it. And all of a sudden you're singing a beautiful line instead of a bunch of words and a bunch of pitches. That's a challenge, but that's the goal we would like to do. So, pitch for If I Had My Way, please. That's a chorus, please. I want you to all sing on an NG for me, please. I thought it was too comfortable. Now, what I want you to do is not sing the pitches. Trust your ear to move the resonance to the correct pitch. Hear how the sound changes? The resonance changes. So what we're trying to do is produce a resonant line that's there all the time, and I produce it the same way. I don't need to worry about pitches. I energize through it, and your ear is good. You got good ears. That's just not the issue. It's only when we back off that it's really easy. But it also has energy. Try it a little bit, please. Just sing it on the NG for about three phrases, okay? A thousand, and we'll stop there.
So the first chorus.
One more time, good. We're hearing some. That's throaty, okay? I won't say dumb it down, but feel like there's breath in the NG. It is not a hard sound, okay? And everybody feed it, even those of you who are, old like me. Give me some energy in it. At this point, it's like, how does it feel? Yeah, that feels good. That's what we want everybody to feel. Try one more time, same thing. Basses, come on, give me some breath energy. Okay, thank you. Leads, right there. Hear how that flows? I'm hearing. Not from everyone, but I'm hearing people in there that are really saying, but I gotta hit the pitch. Now, just energize. See what happens. It may come apart and you just kill yourself. 1,000. Better. Yeah. Just really work at, I got to keep that sound there all the time. Now the goal is, when you go to open up and sing the words, can you feel where that resonance is? Mm-hmm. Okay? Good. Now don't, if I had my way, we're not going to do that anymore. If I had my way, wow, that's really different. If I had, I can feel it immediately in my throat. Doesn't hurt, but it feels grabby, you know, feels like, if I, God, my jaw feels like it's going to fall off. There's just no tension in it. So see what you can do to sing over that. Basses, it's going to feel like I really got to use a lot more air. It isn't going to be, if I had my way, we would never grow old. Never grow old. And I'm not a bass. Go ahead and try it. Hmm?
Feel the hum, but say the words.
If I had my way,
better, give it up.
That's one of the places where it's the air is stopping because you're sort of, I don't care how fast you take it, but try and feel like you're demanding them to stay engaged and directional. Right now it kind of sits there. And it sounds good, guys, but it just sounds a little, okay, rather than
feeling forward.
Yeah, well, or spinning, continuous, yeah. You know. It's amazing, guys, how much air you're going to have to use, but it's also amazing at how efficient the air is, so you're going to get just as much duration, just as much breath control, because it's, hey, man, I got no tension in there. The foals are going, yeah, I love this stuff. And so it's very efficient. But never grow old. I'm hearing a little bit of that sitting on it. So see if you can kind of keep singing through it. And that's again, if we get too wide with it, they just are not sure how to go on.
We'll go a
thousand and one things, dear. Can you go there? Feel the resonance. Some better sounds, some better sounds. The goal is that I know where that place is. That feels really good. When it seems to be working for you, does it feel less stress in the throat? That's the goal.
Okay, this shouldn't be hard. We're singing past the throat. It's like, well, but it's all air. No, it isn't. It really has lots of stuff to it, lots of starch to it, which is really cool. But you just keep that going, and you'll find that, hey, something's really working in here, and I don't feel stress here. And that's the goal. Always easy singing, but fully energized. Now, some of those long notes in those extended phrases had much more body to them. Rather than standing stationary, they really had some direction. Why? Because you're constantly feeding it. You're constantly giving direction to it. And man, that's resonance really starts to cook. Really starts to cook and really makes nice things happen. Leads, good stuff. Good stuff. Make sure you just stay in that unhinged jaw posture. We got some brightness over here. It's cool. It's very clean. I love it. But just make sure that it doesn't get, we don't get any tension back in here. So that means just work on, stay on the breath. If a part sticks out, man, just work it, bring it right back into that groove. Much more line to that, guys. It's a nice sound. It's really a good sound. Basses, you don't take a nap when you get low. You don't dig for it. But you always feel that it's like, boy, you're going to hear this wonderful bass sound. There it is. Not here. Not masculine. Just, man, gorgeous all the time. Make that choice. And that's really what you got to do. It's going to be choices now rather than, well, how do I sing this? I know where it's supposed to be. You understand what I'm getting at? I'm trying to give us sort of a commonality, a posture that if you can keep that resonance coming, people put it in the head, some people use more M, but the main thing is that you've got to have energized air under it. However you can define that, we really don't care. But if that air will make the line and keep your throat loose and easy, man, if you can do that, yeah, small box. You just want to extend a little more and get a little, make it a little clearer. Don't do this very much.
Usually they do more just in the hands.
They have a tendency to go a little wider. And long notes have less in here, they have a tendency to go
longer.
It wants to sit.
Even a little short. So
you stay buoyant, you'll stay buoyant. But usually, I mean, it's like. You ever saw it? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
How are these scores? Up,
better.
Down?
Up.
It's good.
Well, except for your compatriot in your category.
I can't be responsible for him.
Maybe you should have a long talk with him.
I know.
But after you get done judging the quartet tonight,
you don't want me to have it before the quartet tonight.
No.
Okay.
No. If you have to sing tonight, we don't. Or the ill will.
So you guys, which division are you? 10,000
bucks?
Yeah. All right. I got to do your eval in the spring, too. So that's why I'm excited to see your score go up. So I don't remember the songs, though. Same songs?
If I Have My Way is...
That's a repeat.
That's a repeat, but we did Paper Moon in the spring and we did...
Yes, I remember that now.
No,
talking about
it.
Our muslin tree and all our fantasy stuff. So overall... The plan was on stage?
Yeah. I mean, there are certainly some things we left in the room, but... Yeah,
that's all right. You gotta have it. So, score 68-64. All our candidate was right with me at a 68.
All right.
Perfect.
You just
did. Song 2, 70-65. Paul, our candidate, was in the middle at a 68. So... We're all right there. He was a little bit on the higher side. So, unfortunately, in a situation like this, we actually did have a few groups that were 4 or 5 point spread. And part of that is just how close we were to the stage and depending on what you saw. So I was sitting slightly off center here. So when director's standing, I'm losing this chunk. So... be aware of that, and then Greg, obviously, over here is losing this chunk over here. So, unfortunately, when we sit this close, we do lose a little bit. It's kind of a give and take. But
yeah, which side were you?
I was over here, so I saw more of this side.
Oh,
but,
good.
So that's the section over here.
Hey, thank you.
But so it's definitely a lot of good stuff. Do you guys talk score a lot in the category language? Do you go into?
Yeah, Judd actually.
Okay. Yep. That's right.
Comes in and he's not here.
Thanks, Judd.
Yeah. He was here. He's been here the whole time, paying attention, very focused.
And then I came in and he left.
No,
I don't have to give him more time. Well, that's good because he's not allowed to answer any of the questions anyway. So I guess it's better off that he's not in here. So step one is what is our emotion on this ballad? The director's not allowed to answer. Director and anybody on the performance team is not allowed to answer.
Starts out a little melancholy, but
melancholy.
We didn't get going, and we've talked about it as a chorus. The first chorus is, these are things we can give her, and then the next, the kind of second chorus is, we're going beyond what we can even give her, promising her the moon.
So the next challenge is the same thing. I sing with the Alliance, and we have this problem too. I got that emotion by the time we got to the third, fourth, fifth line. So we got to get the beginning to go there. Something we do is every time before we start the ballad, we all raise our hands, close our eyes. When we are in our emotional place, we put our hands down. The director standing out front knows that when everybody's hands are down, when you put your hand down, you open your eyes. He knows when everybody puts their hands down, they're all emotionally ready for the ballad. So do that for a few weeks. Do it every now and then if it works for you. If it doesn't, find something else.
How does that work on stage when you...
well, the challenge is it actually works better here because you have a curtain.
Right.
So that's your pre-curtain. You're finding that, the thing I use here is, your trigger, your emotional trigger.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about? What's going through your head to get you to that emotional place?
One of the things that, I'm glad you bring that up, because one of the ways that we started this, I think it was actually the last district contest. We opened the curtain, and instead of standing at tiles acknowledging the applause, everybody would stare off into our emotional spot, and we were all melancholy, unfortunately, except for one person who was...
Dang it, Judd!
Yeah, Judd. Well, I didn't want to mention it by name, but yeah, there you go. And then the presentation judge at that point came to us and said we were too sad. It did create a darker sound, and that was more of the music side of it, certainly that came into that part of it. But it presented a very good, I think, storyline, because we all had that, just we were all, again, staring off into a different spot, and then when the key changes and when the words change, yep, the story changes, we all then focused right in and then brought it up and, had that.
On this song?
Yeah, on this.
Did
yeah.
you do this that in the spring?
We did it in the spring, but we didn't do that part because we took that out because
the other
unrecommended of probably some horrible presentation judges not doing it anymore and homeless now.
So,
it was a thing that we put in. It's a little gimmicky, but I think it lends well to this song. He said, there's in the beginning of this song, and one of the things that we added to this into our presentation part is the hope that's there at the beginning.
Yes.
And he said, you didn't have any hope. There wasn't any hope in your singing. And I get that. But it caused us to take out sort of that emotional place that we should have.
Once we got through the first few phrases, it was very good. We lost some variance in it into the second half. So we need a little bit more of the ups and downs to go with our dynamic plan.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can, I would encourage you to try that again, because if all he said is it was too sad, then the challenge is how can we create this illusion with the hope? And I think definitely if we're sitting on the cusp of these 70s and broken the 70 on the second song, you guys are smart enough to understand where that needs to go. So I would challenge to go back to something like that, where it's a melancholy, hopeful type casual stance. Was it all one direction, or was it all individual?
Individual.
Okay. I'd be interested to see something like that with more of a hopeful feel, because that may be the trigger that 50% of you guys have to have. So be it. Play into your strength. Just find the way to make it more hopeful and not sad. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So the big thing that kept me out of the 70s on this was just the emotional build towards the end. But starting a little bit low and then the emotional build to the end. But, I mean, it's very... When we break into that 70-plus, that's where we start using the word of effective into engaging into that 80. So we had some that was effective, but by that second half where your dynamic plan is telling me that you're this emotional and I'm only getting this emotional, I wasn't quite buying it anymore. It wasn't as believable. So getting that buy-in, that full, I don't care who says what, I'm stepping into this role, this is my character, I'm going to do everything I can as this character. Then, after you've gone, what's our story with this one? Once again, director isn't allowed to answer.
Walked out on us, but now we don't care.
So is it?
We may have
so is it sad?
Another fish in the ocean.
Is it sad?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Upbeat.
All right. So we fell into a little bit of a trap of when we use sad type of words, we had people that were trying to go sad instead of looking at the big picture, the full lyrical line. So as an audience member, I was a little bit confused, and I wasn't sure what you wanted me as an audience member to feel by the end of the song.
I think that was just a normal phase.
So... I like this guy. So our two
really sad. They were just out here.
Pleasantly pleasant.
They were a present, yes.
So the challenge is finding how do we all buy into that concept. And it's gotta be probably a little bit playful, a little bit, you know.
Jazzy.
Yeah. A little bit, you know. I guess the song that I relate to it is kind of like you didn't want me when you had me kind of thing. It's, you know, why would you want me now? So one of those kind of things of, hey, you didn't want me, now you're trying to come back, and now I'm moving on kind of thing. So does that make sense? And really with this one, we didn't start with a clear picture that by the end it was just kind of everybody doing their own thing. So there's not a lot of notes that I put down about, hey, this section needed more work of that, because once we get the general concept at the beginning, we can build off that to the end and see scores improve. We have enough people to sing?
We do.
Is there a song you'd rather do, one or the other? Is there one we're going to keep more likely?
Uptune.
The second, the Uptune.
Yeah,
Uptune. Uptune? So let's work on that. So who are we?
We're all over.
Oh, here it is.
We're Joe, Schmo.
Oh.
Who are we singing to?
Who cares?
Her.
Her. So the challenge is identifying a couple of these, because how long were you with her?
18 years.
So that's the difference, because if you play at some of the people where it's like, hey, it was a middle school girlfriend that lasted 2 weeks because we talked on the phone twice, or we've been married for 35 years, she had an affair, she moved on, or somewhere in between. So identifying where we are in this life and where this relationship was will need to happen sometime. So let's pick one. 18 years. Because he said
18 months.
18 months.
6 months.
So was it a girlfriend or was it a wife?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. How old are we? And the reason I say that is...
20s.
But by the time
20s.
You are of an older age. You've probably matured to where there's some things you may not say or do. Where, unfortunately, at my age of 28, I probably would still do them. So finding that middle point of the age is going to help with our levels. So what'd you say, 20?
20s.
Yeah. Mid-20s.
Yeah, mid-20s.
So you're a mid-20s guy, just out of college, trying to live the dream. You were with her for 18 months. She's gone.
You driving a car?
You're really pushing some of these guys' memories.
That's all we need.
I didn't major in ancient history.
Did not.
Ready?
Can't believe we're breaking up. Ain't no chance for making up. Baby, don't treat me this way. You're gonna be lonely someday. After you've gone and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying. You feel blue, you feel sad. The dearest value ever had.
How many times have you said you already?
Lots.
So that raises the question, is she there in front of you? Is this the breakup?
Maybe it's the practice before you tell her. Instagram.
So that we need to dig deeper into some of these lyrics, and obviously the we don't have enough time to do everything now, but let's. Okay, it's 5 minutes. Thank you. He always kicks me out. So where does it change to? Does it change at all, or is it all you?
Well, I don't know. Can't believe we're breaking up. Ain't no time for making up. Is just the realization of what's going on, and then the when we get into the after you've gone. This is, you could view it one of two ways. One of two ways is that it's happening, it's done. Or, listen, you leave me and this is what's going to happen. After you've gone, you're going to be lonely. You know, I'm going to go find somebody better. And this is all going to be better for me, not for you. You have to understand that after you've gone, I'm okay. Not you. Because you're not going to find anybody better than me.
Yep.
And
it's not too bad at this stuff.
So, how about this? After you've gone, you know.
You're not angry.
About it.
She's the one suffering, not you.
Yeah, but rubbing it in her face, kind of.
Well, why does that make you angry? You know what? If I've ever been proven right with any of the girlfriends or wives or whatever, I feel pretty good because it's a rare occasion that I'm right.
So let's go with that.
Do the bell.
Let's do the bell.
Can't believe we're breaking up. Ain't no chance for making up. Baby, don't treat me this way. Ever had. Now there'll come a time, and I don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Right. Someday.
So you see what he is doing, and you guys aren't playing into that. So that's our next goal.
You let me cry.
Because this isn't a sad song, is it?
No.
So we got some guys that are reading too much into lyrics, and it's crying, so I gotta be sad. You know, you're gonna be blue, so I gotta be sad. But no, it's not on this point. This is the one time you can sing those lyrics and not be sad, probably. Because when you flip to the ballad, you need to be. So,
yeah, a little bit.
So, he's giving you a lot of the stuff that you need Now we need to take it one step further with personal involvement and personal duties to play off of what he's doing and understand it, and then go home and figure out what we want to do. Has anybody ever been in this situation? Yeah, a few people say yes. So your challenge could be, if you haven't been in this situation, is there a time that she's been in this situation? Because if she has, then you can kind of put yourself in her shoes and think of what was she saying to me, kind of thing.
Maybe the reason that sadness comes through is you get in a reflective mode rather than the respective mode. I think that's what you're seeing.
Could
reflective.
Be.
Reflective sounds sad.
But I think you need to be in the selfish mode.
Yeah.
This is about you. This isn't... It's certainly describing her and what's going to happen to her, but it's all about you. Because guess what? She's gone, and you're number one, and you think about yourself, and guess what? Sally Jo May is right over there, and she's waiting for you. After you have this conversation with Mary Lou,
There's a gloating quality about this song.
Oh, yeah.
A gloating. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you saw mixed emotions.
Yes.
Or mixed.
Well, we aren't buying into
it wasn't
that.
Consistent.
So it's consistency, and it's not being afraid to step all the way into that character.
And some things that I see, and I think you're right, it can be absolutely interpreted as sadness. I just see void of emotion,
right.
Which is because, and I get to see you guys once a week, so I see, that's what I see, is there's just a void of emotion. I don't know what I'm supposed to sing about, so I'm just going to make my face look like this.
Yeah.
And and what it's interpreted as is sadness,
okay. Right.
Because
sadness.
That's what
not
it looks like.
Not buying into it. So, right. So at the level of this chorus, we need everybody to buy into that and take individual ownership in performing their area. Question?
We need a set storyline that's going to be, this is how you're supposed to express this feeling. Otherwise, if everybody's doing their own thing, that's how they interpret it.
You need
that's
to have,
not going to work.
You need to have the story. They don't need to tell you. You need to smile an inch here and frown. So yes, having a good storyline.
Yeah, we've given you the storyline, or at least the premise of the story, and asked you to internalize it. Because I think I said this last Tuesday or two Tuesdays ago, we can't force you to feel this story. You have to feel it yourself. You have to start
so
relating it to something.
We know what disappointment is. Look at the sweatshirt you're wearing.
Yeah, we know.
Called it.
I can't talk. I'm a fan of the biggest joke of the NFL right now that the refs
Vikings?
Hate.
Vikings?
No, the Detroit Lions.
Oh.
That just screwed up all the refs.
Oh,
they're
playing tomorrow.
That's awesome. But I am also Spartan, so at least we have that working. I was in Johnny Appleseed District contest watching the end of that game last weekend, jumping up, running around, and my wife's like, "We're gonna get kicked out of the hotel." I said, "I don't care.
Good.
I'll sleep in my car. We just won that game." So,
I'm a Michigan man.
I'm sorry.
You didn't even tell him that before he's judged us.
They have bills from that.
No, so
the Jurors are the big W band. Winners, Wisconsin.
Thanks for coming.
They're doing really well this year.
Let's see, is it game time yet? Because my team's about to go 8-0. So that's all that matters. At least until we play the Buckeyes, because they have too many injuries. But so, yes, I agree, we need to have the storyline, but it may not go exactly as far as what you just described, because we don't want to. The issue when we go that far is then it becomes manufactured and not believable. So there's got to be.
I personally, I can't understand how I'm supposed to react to somebody else's, how somebody else is reacting. I'm not vocalizing
as long as we have the same concept of this bragging and that kind of thing, your bragging and his bragging is going to be very similar. As an audience member, I'm going to be able to tell you're gloating, you're bragging about that. It doesn't have to be right hand moves up, you know, and that kind of stuff.
I'm so, sorry, right now I'm confused.
And that's fine. And there may be certain guys that are like you in the chorus that we do have to have a little bit more of a plan for. And that's something where your individual ownership needs to be going to your leaders and saying, hey, I'm not getting this. I need help. My wife sings Sweet Adelines. My wife came to me 2 weeks before International a couple weeks ago and was like, I don't know what to sell on Melancholy Baby. And so I'm talking her through it, and she's emailing chorus members to get ideas. That comes to your personal ownership of saying, hey, I'm not buying into this. I'm not understanding it.
Yeah.
Hey, leader, right now, I need help.
Right now, I'm just sorry. I just don't know what I want.
You don't need to be sorry. The only reason you need to be sorry is if you keep it internal and you don't reach out to leadership. If that's where your level is, reach out to the leadership. They'll help you. You know, they'll help you get a plan that works for you, and then it makes the whole chorus better. That make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Some good stuff. I'm glad to see scores going up.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you, man. Thank you. Take care,
guys. Contest this year, we won a plaque not unlike this, and I said, this is a wonderful plaque, but it would be great and better if we won this at the district contest because it's harder to do that. And there it is.
Yeah.
That's you guys. That's the work you put into it. You again, this is just like any other hobby or any other thing that you do in your life. You get out of it what you put into it. And I'll tell you that most improved is not an easy one to win at a district unless you sandbag from year to year. And we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. And to be honest with you, we were only a very short... very few points away from fourth place, which, well, one percentage point. One percentage point, which is 12 total points.
We've never finished that high before.
We finished fifth once before.
Never fourth.
We've never finished fourth before. As a matter of fact, my dad was behind me, and he leaned forward, and he goes, I think you beat me. Because he was one of the directors. I had to remind him that I was one of the directors when we finished fifth, but... He's old, so I'll forgive him. But I said, I was directing. He goes, really? What song did you direct? I said, probably Little Pal, because we did that for 300 years in a row. So, but anyway, we finished fifth once before. And so, I will go to the end of time and say that I believe we beat Appleton today because I saw their performance, and it was... They sang the second song, and... They danced around on stage, but they didn't sing a single chord in tune.
No, I didn't think so.
I couldn't even pick a key that they were singing in. But anyway, so, but it's what's done is done, and we're here, and I think I'm very pleased with fifth place. It's really great. I'm very pleased with our performance today. I'm elated about this. You may not think most improved is a is a big award, but when we do well at district, because I don't remember what place we finished last year, at district, but when you do well at district every year and you're consistent, this is a big award because that means that you've made a leap, and that's all on you guys and the work that you put into it.